All of us who remember our teenage years know that they are a time of great flux and change, physically, emotionally, and socially. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels full of teenage thrills, triumphs, and tragedies. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. I love the quirky Southern writer Kevin Wilson, who we last featured on The Weekly Reader a few years back with Nothing to See Here, a book about children who burst into flame when they get riled up. His latest, Now Is Not the Time to Panic, seems like it may be his most personal book ever. The autobiographical connections are explained in a moving afterword, and if you listen to the book in audio, he reads this part himself, revealing how the phrase the book hangs on came into his life decades ago and has haunted him ever since. And the phrase in question goes like this. The edge is a shantytown filled with gold seekers. We are fugitives, and the law is skinny with hunger for us. In the novel, these lines are written by 16-year-old Frankie Budge, an aspiring novelist who is dying of boredom in Coalfield, Tennessee, when Zeke, a socially awkward boy from Memphis, shows up at the public pool. The two team up to make a poster featuring Frankie's strange couplet and Zeke's hand-drawn imagery. They mark it with drops of their blood, then, using an old copy machine found in Frankie's garage, plaster the town. This is happening back in 1996. Even without the internet, the poster goes viral, snowballing into a national hysteria over its supposedly satanic implications. Its real origins remain hidden for decades until a New Yorker art critic doing a piece on the phenomenon tracks Frankie down. She's now a married mom with a successful YA mystery series, and she hasn't seen Zeke in 20 years when their young love imploded. As Ron Charles wrote in the Post, Wilson is always witty, particularly when writing about families and their strange terrarium-like realms. But the comedy here is steeped in melancholy, plumbing both the intensity of an early creative experience and the strange way such experiences get preserved in the amber of our minds. The result is another tender, moving novel by an author who understands how truly bizarre ordinary life is. Our second book, Notes on Your Sudden Disappearance by Alison Espach, also has roots in the author's life. 14-year-old Sally Holt is a lonely smarty pants with a crush on her big sister's boyfriend, so the morning the couple takes a detour to drop her off at the middle school is extra special, until they crash into a tree. Espach brings Sally and her grievous loss to life with first-person narration full of humor and heart. I only missed 3 weeks of school after you died, but in history, 2,000 years had passed. As Rebecca Monroe commented in Book Reporter, Notes on Your Sudden Disappearance is a seamless blend of genres, wry, humorous coming-of-age, star-crossed love story, and above all, an achingly honest portrayal of grief. While maintaining a beautiful, touching, melancholic tone throughout, the book is neither dreary nor depressing, but rather a riveting blend of raw human emotion as seen and expressed through a truly singular voice. Sally's observations are searing, provocative, and often hilarious, and although the shadow of grief hangs over them, so too does the bright, wise-beyond-her-years girl shine from inside them.
The books are Now Is Not the Time to Panic by Kevin Wilson and Notes on Your Sudden Disappearance by Alison Espach. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.